This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. That's my love.
All right, so I'm going to bring in now a friend of mine to talk about an event that she has coming up that has just grown and grown and grown and grown, and it is a fundraiser, and it's none other than Sherry Summers, owner of the wildly popular Sherry's Daiquiris in Satsuma. Sherry, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So we're talking about your crawfish boil fundraiser. That did I judge the first one that you had? Was that back then?
You did.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years ago. Something like that.
Yeah, one of those. And it has grown exponentially.
This year we've decided to, because of a space issue, because it has grown, we're going to be doing it at the Livingston Parish Fairgrounds on April the 9th.
So what we're talking about is Sherry's Daiquiri's Crawfish Boil Fundraiser, as she mentioned, at the Livingston Parish Fairgrounds this year on April 9th. Tell us what we can, obviously, with it being at the fairgrounds, you stepped up the different events involved, not just being a crawfish cook-off either.
Right.
But lots of other stuff, too.
Yeah. So the gates are going to open at 10 a.m. You can actually purchase your tickets early on Eventbrite, and it is for all-you-can-eat crawfish. We have swamp pop music starting around 11:30, and then we have the Dukes of Country show. They're going to start at 2 o'clock in the Green Barn. It's going to be, it's kid friendly. They take you back to the 70s and the 80s, and they just put on this great show. It's like a Branson, Missouri show.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. And we're also going to be having a car show. It's going to be hosted by Southern Muscle American Car and Truck Club. Now that's going to start at 10:30 and then last until about 2. The registration for that is $20, and you have awards, raffles for cash, and prizes.
You have a website. You want to share that?
I do. It is at Annual Crawfish Boil Off. That's how you can find it if you search it on Facebook.
Yeah, and today before our interview, I just searched Sherry's Daiquiri's Crawfish Boil, and it popped
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if it would be easier to just do the app.
Yeah, girl, you did good. It's the first thing that pops up on Google. So,
okay, great.
So good for you. But another post that you tagged me in this morning was that you're still looking for crawfish boil cook-off teams right now, correct?
Yes. Correct. Yes. If someone wants to sign up, they can contact me on Facebook. It's Sherry's, Sherry's Daiquiri's. And you can reach me there if you have any questions and if you'd like to sign up. What we're doing is $40 registration fee. $20 of that will go to our foundation, which is the Launch Therapy Center. They're located in Denham Springs. What they do is they help children with disabilities. They provide occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy. If you have a child that has autism or cerebral palsy or something like that, that's what our foundation is supporting this year.
And I'm going to be one of the judges. So
yes,
tell
you
us.
Are.
So tell me what I'm going to be looking for, and then tell me what the prizes are for the teams.
Okay, so the prize is going to be however many teams we have. We're going to take $20 from each team, and it's just going to be a winner take all. So you're going to be judging pretty much on consistency, taste, texture, those types of things.
Yeah, just if it's a good mud bug.
yes, exactly.
Well, I love a good judging of crawfish, so I'm very much looking forward to it. Again, it is Sherry's Daiquiri's third annual crawfish boil this year, and competition, and it's this year being held at Livingston Parish Fairgrounds on April 9th. Just a fun event for the entire family. I even see a Daisy and Beau Duke lookalike contest. I'm not sure if we mentioned that.
We didn't. Yeah, we're just going to throw that in there.
Yeah.
That's just going to be something fun to see.
Live music, kid-friendly. That's going to be great.
Yeah, and as far as purchasing tickets, again, you can go to eventbrite.com, search Sherry's Daiquiri's, and you can also purchase tickets that day at the gate.
There's a car show, too, so everything that our Eagle 98.1 listeners love. And, you know, Sherry, on the note of launch physical therapy. My bonus son has cerebral palsy, and he was and he used to go to launch on a regular basis, as a matter of fact. So this so this is close my heart too. And Home Bank is going to make $100 donation to launch in honor of it being Home Bank Feel Good Friday today and you being featured. And my company, the Guarantee Foundation, is going to match that too.
That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, and I did want to mention as well, I know not everyone can eat seafood. So we will have other food there, probably like jambalaya and things like that. We're going to have an Italian ice stand as well, just something other than the crawfish.
Yeah. For non-crawfish lovers, I guess we won't hold that against them, like my husband.
Yeah. Right. See, not everyone likes them.
Right. But will there be daiquiris there? Is that a stupid question?
You know what? There will be daiquiris there. Yes, ma'am.
Good deal. Sherry Summers is who we've been talking to today. She is the owner of Sherry's Daiquiris in Satsuma. Again, just search for Sherry's Daiquiris Crawfish Boil on Google or Facebook and it'll pop right up. Sherry, we appreciate you joining us and telling us about your incredible event on Eagle today.
Thank you, Michelle.